Hi, it's Dorothy Chan, and here's Triple Sonnet because food is my love language. Triple Sonnet because food is my love language. You can't holler at a queer Polynesian without knowing the ropes, Rita says, because every time a love interest makes me cry, yes, I sound like a casting director. Rita and I are gazing out into bodies of water, and I'm so sick of this story arc. I remember Lake Michigan on Easter weekend, furs wrapped around our bodies after brunch facing the Chicago skyline, corned beef hash with potatoes, hot sauce, ketchup, a Bloody Mary with bacon, three olives, pearl onion, rest of garnish, etc., which is my favorite word in the English language because it's sexiness embodied. The lake looks the bluest when your best friend is your life partner and soulmate, which is never talked about enough in this world of breakup poems and nuclear families, and how on my birthday I hang up on my brother after he laughs when I teach him the million-dollar lesson that the child chooses their gender. So can you please fuck off with those parties where pop the balloon and out comes blue or pink? Did you ever notice how aunt rhymes with cunt? It's that special slant of sound, but I can't be an auntie because I'm not a lady. I'm the highest of femmes eating their way through life. Rita and I dream of lobster rolls, and I'm reminded of Tampa after a lunch of cod and chips and mojitos when we decide to sail away on a yacht because escapism is everything. Only we both get seasick, like when the actress on the hottest show this season admits that, only she's been filming on a boat this whole time, and I just wish we could enjoy things. I'm on a boat, well, I'm on a float. It's that remix from Colors, and I remember A, feeling heartbroken at that concert, but really, enough. Rita tells me there's more to life than monogamy, and I take a plunge into the love potion number, whatever cocktail for $15. Yaoman wheat vodka, spice pear liquor, lemon juice, brown sugar, syrup, cranberry rosemary, a little courage.